This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday over whether Donald Trump can appear on next year's primary ballot. A lower court ruled that Trump can be on the ballot because the Constitution's disqualification clause doesn't specifically include the office of the president. Attorney Jason Murray, argued the judge got it wrong.
Think about that. You'd be saying that a rebel who took up arms against the government couldn't be a county sheriff, but could be the president.
Trump's attorneys are appealing a different part of the lower court ruling, which found that Trump committed insurrection. The U.S. Senate lacked the 60 votes to start a debate on a national security funding bill Wednesday. The $106 billion package would provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as funding for the U.S. southern border. But negotiations over that border security element have made little progress. Still, Colorado's John Hickenlooper says there's no reason an agreement can't come together.
All the elements of a deal are there. Democrats have a lot to gain by actually addressing the border issues. Republicans have a tremendous amount to gain by making sure we support our military and make sure that we support Ukraine and Israel, two of our closest allies.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett told reporters it might be time for the president and Republicans to engage directly to reach a deal. A long-planned passenger rail line along Colorado's Front Range got a big federal boost this week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The feds will give Front Range rail officials $500,000 for planning studies, and that initial grant could lead to many more federal dollars down the line for construction, potentially hundreds of millions. State officials are also weighing a local ballot measure to help fund the line that will run from Fort Collins through Denver to Pueblo. Planners say they hope to have trains running in about a decade. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
There's a big fossil fuels presence at this year's climate talks. Oil companies want to phase down oil and gas, not phase it out. We hear about what the energy industry is doing there at the UN Climate Conference, and that's coming up on Morning Edition. It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.